Chapter 8, Removing Your Mental Blocks to Success. If you think you can, and if you think you can't, you're right. Henry Ford. I once paid $40,000 to buy land in New York that at a quick glance looked like a swamp. If this sounds as bad as buying the Brooklyn Bridge, that's exactly what everyone else thought when they looked at the same property. Now you may be asking yourself, why would Dean buy swampland in New York? The answer is simple. When other people looked at this property, they saw just a swampy parcel of land. When I looked at the same piece of property, I saw an opportunity. Most of the wet area filled the edge of the property closest to the road. Anyone driving by could see only stagnant water. At first glance, the land looked useless. But what people didn't see was what lay beyond the swamp. The swamp actually filled only a tiny portion of the property, and it was wet only because a stream that ran through the property was backed up with silt, dirt. The rest of the land past the swamp rose into a small hill that commanded a wonderful view of the surrounding area. All I did was clean out the stream and take the land from the hill and use it to fill in the low-lying areas. By subdividing the supposed swampland, I made hundreds of thousands of dollars and wound up with one of the most valuable properties in the neighborhood. Hundreds of people had the ability to do what I did, but they didn't for one reason. They looked at the swamp, saw an obstacle, and gave up. I looked at that same swampland, saw its potential, and wound up making a fortune. Physical obstacles didn't stop other people from doing what I did. Their mental obstacles stopped them. Most problems or obstacles don't lie outside ourselves, but within. If you want to succeed in real estate or anything in life, the biggest obstacles to remove from your life are the ones between your ears. Because you've read this far, you've already seen how real estate investing offers the potential to make a lot of money in a short amount of time with little risk, especially when compared to other forms of investing. But no matter how good any money-making opportunity may be, it's no good until you take action and start using it. Even Aladdin's lamp was useless until Aladdin took the time to pick it up and made the effort to rub it so the genie would come out. So, before examining the details of specific real estate strategies, let's take a moment and examine one of the most important ingredients necessary for your success. You. Specifically, we're going to start by taking away every obstacle that could stop you from succeeding. Now, you may be asking yourself, how is Dean going to take away all my obstacles? How would he know what they are or how extreme they are? How does he know how many bills I have to pay each month? What does he know about how hard I work every day, how far I travel just to get to my job, or how tired I am when I come home? What does he know about the problems I face every day at home and at work? The short answer is that I don't know how many problems or obstacles you have. But here's what I do know. Everyone has obstacles, some much bigger than others. We all have them, and they will never go away. Some problems are life-threatening, while others are downright annoying. But no matter how big and scary any of your obstacles may be, they all share a common characteristic. You can choose how you respond to them. Obstacles will always pop up, so we better learn how to overcome them. The power of choice. Since we cannot change reality, let us change the eyes which see reality. Nikos Kazantzakis. Helen Keller was born with normal sight and hearing, but she fell ill at 19 months old and became blind and deaf. She could have chosen to remain an invalid for her entire life, but instead, she chose to overcome her disabilities by learning how to read and write. When you look at the insurmountable obstacles that a little girl named Helen Keller had to face every day, it can help put our own obstacles into perspective. And even though our own obstacles can sometimes feel like an enormous burden, the problem really isn't the obstacle, but rather how you handle it. The main reason people have heard about Helen Keller is not because she was blind and deaf, but because of the way she responded to and overcame obstacles. The choices Helen Keller made are the same choices you can make. You can choose to let problems and obstacles overwhelm you and stop you dead in your tracks. Or you can choose to follow a system to let problems be minor speed bumps on your way to success. It's up to you. Write down all the obstacles that are holding you back from taking the action you need to change your life. Each of you will have a unique list. But frequent obstacles are lack of time, lack of money, fear of failure, not knowing what to do, being stuck in a job you hate, having an awful childhood, and not having the right education. Next, look at your list and ask yourself honestly, are these things really stopping me, and am I going to continue to allow them to control my destiny? Okay, now you are saying, thanks, Dean. I not only wrote down all of my problems and obstacles, now I'm angry about them too. Great! That's the first step. Obstacles can never hold you back. How you deal with obstacles is what holds you back. So here is the lesson that can help you overcome your personal obstacles, no matter what they are. On that sheet of paper where you wrote down your obstacles, I want you to write down one of two words, challenge or excuse. Why? Because if you break down your obstacles to one of these two things, there is no doubt you can overcome them. We have to eliminate the word obstacle in our lives. Once you identify what the obstacle truly is, you can work on either eliminating your excuses or conquering your challenges. Remember, problems get in your way only with permission. Everyone has problems, but people who address their problems properly do not let their problems stop them. Every problem, no matter how big or how persistent, can be overcome if you choose to do so. The key lies within you. Ultimately, you can handle every obstacle in your life the same way. If the obstacle is an excuse, eliminate it. Stop focusing on it. Stop saying it. And stop telling people about it. If the obstacle is a challenge, do what it takes to overcome it. You can overcome a challenge in lots of ways. But the quickest way is to focus all of your energy on a positive outcome. So many people spend so much time trying to figure out what went wrong or why bad things always happen to them or how hard their life is that they have no energy left to work on a solution. Take something as simple as spilling a glass of milk. When the glass spills, you can react one of two ways. You can ask yourself why it happened, whose fault it is, why does this always happen to me? Will it stain the carpet? And so on, wasting your energy. Or you can simply get a towel to clean it up and get a new glass of milk. Where we put our focus and energy determines the outcome we will get. If you focus on problems or obstacles, you will continue to have them. If you focus on solutions, you will get solutions. You can't let problems defeat you and then blame them on your lack of success. If you choose this path, guess what? Not only will you not be able to overcome current obstacles, they will invite even bigger problems into your life. Lack of money, lack of free time, lack of ever achieving any of your dreams. It's time you see problems for what they really are, either an excuse or a challenge. If you're blind and deaf, you definitely have a much bigger obstacle than someone who just hates their job and is stuck in a broken relationship. But, as Helen Keller proved, even physical problems can be overcome when you focus on a beneficial solution instead of the problem at hand. I don't want you to read this book, nod your head in agreement, and put it down. I want you to read this book and use it to spur yourself to take action. Part of taking action is realizing that obstacles will never go away. But if you approach them with the right conviction, then achieving your goals is a reality. After you realize that you can succeed in spite of any problem, you're more than halfway to any goal you set for yourself. Problems and obstacles are real. Everyone has them. Obstacles can slow you down, but they can only stop you with your permission. Turn your obstacles into excuses or challenges, and then deal with them. Give yourself permission to succeed in spite of your problems. Real life story. I've never seen the power of personal choice demonstrated on such a high level until I met Daryl Scott. He bought my first book, Totally Fulfilled, and found it inspirational. one sentence really stuck out for him. Practice makes what? Perfect. Although so many people believe that phrase, it's wrong. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. So if you practice something the wrong way, from a golf swing to the way you handle obstacles or choices, it will become permanently wrong. Daryl later told me, "I had to look at this book with some young guy on the cover telling me he had the secrets to be totally fulfilled, and I'm so glad I did. Because that quote alone made me have to get in contact with you." Daryl Scott is the father of Rachel Scott, the first child killed in the Columbine shootings. You can only imagine what Daryl and the entire Scott family must have felt like, but they made a choice different than most people. They chose to celebrate Rachel's life, share her incredible story, and start Rachel's Challenge, www.rachelschallenge.com. Daryl went out on the road and trained others to spread the words of his daughter, to embrace those who need it, to eliminate prejudice, to spread kind words, and to make it cool to be nice. Rachel even wrote in her journal that she hoped this kind of compassion would start a chain reaction. That is exactly what the Scott family did. To date, they have spoken in front of millions of children and have undoubtedly helped reduce teenage suicides and school violence, while making a huge positive effect on thousands of people wherever they go. After the Columbine tragedy, the Scott family could have become very negative. Instead, they chose to focus on an incredible outcome from a terrible situation. The day before writing this, I received an email from Daryl letting me know that their son Craig Scott, you may have seen him on TV interviews, including one of Katie Couric's most touching interviews when she retired from the Today Show. President George W. Bush had appointed Craig to his school safety panel. Isn't it amazing how much a single decision can affect your own life and the lives of others? Remember, you have the power to choose to respond to any situation positively or negatively. The choice and the power is up to you. Break from the past. The farther behind I leave the past, the closer I am to forging my own character. Isabel Eberhardt. If I told you that I had a certified check for $1 million in an envelope and all you had to do to get it was reach in my desk drawer to retrieve it, would you do it? Of course you would. If somebody offered me $1 million, if I just took the effort to reach for it, I'd do it too. Now suppose that before you reach for the envelope, I remind you about the time in third grade when you were caught reaching into the teacher's desk drawer and got your knuckles wrapped with a ruler. Would you let that painful memory stop you from grabbing $1 million? Of course you wouldn't. But guess what? People turn away from $1 million every day because of similar painful memories. Maybe the memories are not as trivial as getting your knuckles wrapped with a ruler, but they all share one characteristic. They happened in the past. Even more important, these memories no longer exist except as thoughts in your mind. Mark Twain once said that if a cat sits on a hot stove, it will never sit on another hot stove again, but it also won't try to sit on a cold stove either. Unfortunately, many people let their past determine their future. Here's the good news and the bad news about your past. The bad news is that you can't change what's happened to you in the past. The good news is that everything that has happened to you up to this point is in the past, and you can't change it, and it doesn't matter. Pretend that you woke up today with amnesia and can't remember anything from your past. All memories of your failures are gone. All thoughts about people who did you wrong have vanished into thin air. And all those words that people used to criticize, belittle, and humiliate you have disappeared as if they were never spoken at all. You have the same skills, talent, and dreams as you have right now, but without a memory of anything from your past holding you back. Do you think you could go forward in life with more confidence and achieve your goals without the memories of criticism and past failures holding you back? Of course you could. Who wouldn't want to be free from all the mistakes and failures of their past? The past has no chains holding you back. No one from your childhood is keeping you from achieving your dreams today. Nothing from yesterday can stop you from doing anything today. Your memories are nothing more than thoughts, and thoughts can't hold you back physically, but mentally, They can feel stronger than the thickest steel cables holding up the Golden Gate Bridge. So guess who's keeping around your thoughts from the past? It's not your parents, your boss, your spouse, your coworkers, the people in your neighborhood, your old elementary school teachers, or your childhood friends. It's you. That's both good news and bad news. It means nobody can stop you without your permission. It means also that you no longer have an excuse for why you can't succeed. If you're the only one who can stop you, the simplest way to success is learning to get out of your own way. I know some people have had horrible childhoods or past experiences with violent, abusive, and controlling people, and I know that past experiences can color the way you see the world today. But if you let your past control your future, you'll be like the person afraid to grab $1 million right now because of a bad experience with a third grade teacher many years ago. In this book, I'm giving you $1 million worth of real estate advice, and all you have to do is take action and follow my instructions. Don't be afraid to reach for that $1 million. You're worth it. I know most people don't let a single past experience control their actions today, but the mistake people make about the past is misinterpreting what really happened. Let's say a third grade teacher really did hit you on the knuckles with the ruler. So what? Maybe you weren't supposed to reach into the teacher's desk, so she rapped you on the knuckles to teach you never to do that again. At that moment, you learned that if you tried reaching into her desk again, your teacher would probably rap you on the knuckles again. Simple lesson. Now let's look at how people misinterpret that lesson. Rather than just think of that as a single, isolated incident, people use that incident, along with many others, to prove a false conclusion about themselves, such as, they are not worthy, life is hard and they'll never get what they want, only other people can get what they want, or they'll be punished anytime they take a risk, so why bother trying? This list of misinterpretations can go on and on, but the pattern is always the same. Take one or more experiences from the past and use them to justify a wrong conclusion about yourself and life in general. After you believe that you're not worthy or that taking risks is too painful, you're letting your past control your future for no reason at all. No matter who you are, where you live, or what painful experiences you may have had, remember this. You are worthy. You deserve to be happy. You can achieve your goals. You are special. You can do anything you want to do. You deserve to be who you want to be. The only way the past can hold you back is if you let it. Don't let your misinterpretations of the past create negative beliefs about yourself that dampen your dreams and short-circuit your goals. As long as you believe in yourself, nothing from the past can hold you back again. Forgive the past and move forward with your life. The past is over, and there's nothing you can do about it. The past may shape your life, but you can always determine your future. Your misinterpretations about the past, not the past itself, hold you back. As long as you believe you are worthy of success, you will be, regardless of what happened in the past. The fear of change. When you are through changing, you are through. Bruce Barton. Some people say they're afraid of change. That's not true. Nobody is afraid of change. What people are really afraid of is the uncertainty that change can bring. Remember as a kid when your parents told you they were going to take you to the circus the next morning and you were so excited that night you had trouble falling asleep? What was the difference between that night and most other nights? The promise of going to the circus was a change in your life, but you probably embraced it as exciting and fun. Now, think about a time when your parents told you they were going to take you to the dentist the next morning. Did you feel that same sense of excitement, looking forward to the next day when the dentist would stab your cheek with a needle full of Novocaine so he could yank your tooth out with a device that looked disturbingly like a pair of pliers? Of course not. The point is that you probably look forward to some changes in your life, but dread other types of changes. So what does that tell you about change? Change by itself isn't anything to fear. What people fear is change that takes part of their life out of their control. Were you ever the new kid in school? That first day was probably your most frightening, because you didn't know what to expect, where to find anything you needed, or even who you might turn to for help. You probably felt isolated and alone. Yet, within a few days, you probably started settling into a routine. You made some friends, found your way around the school building, and met different people who could help you. Change is always uncomfortable, but look at the alternative. If you're like millions of Americans, you may feel stuck in the rut of working in a job you hate, making money that barely covers your expenses, and going home every night feeling exhausted, with no hope for a better future. If this sounds like your life, wouldn't you want to change? Despite hating their jobs and dreaming of a better life, some people still refuse to change. They prefer putting up with the miseries they know rather than risk a better life that might force them to face something different. Because you're reading this book, you're probably not that type of person, but you might know someone who is. So let me tell you a secret about change. You can either choose to change, or you can be forced to change. Let me say that again. You can choose to change, or you can be forced to change. No matter how much you may hate or avoid change, the world is changing around you all the time. You're getting older. Some of your coworkers will likely leave for other jobs while new people arrive to replace them. Your neighbors will likely move away, and new people will take their place. Your company may lay off people or shut down factories. Your friends may change their routines and see you more or less than before. Even the government could pass new laws that can increase the amount of money you make or wipe out your job. Trying to avoid change is like trying to stop the sun from coming up every morning. No matter how hard you try, wish, or complain, you just can't do it. So if you can't avoid change, what can you do? First, with many types of changes in life, the best you can do is adapt. Let's say your company suddenly goes out of business and you find yourself unemployed. Rather than wasting time complaining or feeling sorry for yourself, you have to adapt to being unemployed. That could mean looking for another job in the same area or in another part of the country, going back to school to learn a new trade, investing in real estate on a part or full-time basis, or any number of endless possibilities. Nobody likes any change that disrupts their life, but complaining about it won't make it any better, and will probably make it worse, because the longer you complain and resist change, the less likely you'll take action to make your life better. When something in your life that's out of your control changes, you have no choice but to adapt the best you can do. Adapting is not the word I want for you. I want you to embrace change and even start to look forward to it, because it can bring new and exciting things. There's a saying that when God closes one door, he always opens another. The Chinese word for trouble translates to the word opportunity. Sometimes, what seems like the worst thing that could happen to you winds up being the best thing that could happen to you. Imagine a young boy growing up in Spain who dreamed of one thing his whole life, becoming a professional soccer player. One day, he gets into an accident and winds up in the hospital, where the doctors say he will never have the body strength to play soccer professionally again. Can you imagine how terrible this young man must have felt, seeing his lifelong dream crumble before his eyes? While recuperating in the hospital, this young man spent his time composing music on a guitar that someone gave him to help pass the time. Soon, he found he had a knack for writing and singing songs, and when he got out of the hospital, he decided to pursue a singing career. If you listen to the radio, you've probably heard this young man's music and voice, because he has sold more than 250 million albums and is Spain's best-selling musician of all time. You may not have heard his name when he was striving to become a professional soccer player, but you may recognize his name as the world-famous singer Julio Iglesias. I'm not saying that if you adapt to change, your life will become as magical as the life of Julio Iglesias, but it could. You'll never know until you take that first step. Even better, you don't have to wait for change to alter your life, because you have the power and choice to change any part of your life right now. Let's say you're afraid that you may lose your job due to outsourcing, corporate bankruptcy, downsizing, or 100 other reasons out of your control. Rather than hope and wish that nothing will change, take action now and change your life today while you have the choice. I admit, real estate investing can seem scary at first, but it's no different than being the new kid at school. And the rewards are unlike any opportunity I have seen in my life. Real life story. One of my students recently went through a tough divorce, combined with the loss of his company and inevitably bankruptcy. He got remarried and moved to a new state to start fresh. His wife got a decent job, and he started a landscaping business. With their combined income, they were getting by. Then they had a few changes. One change was that the wife became pregnant. The second change was terrible. She lost her job and benefits due to corporate restructuring and could not get a new job because she was pregnant. Obviously, he was scared. But he didn't waste time saying, "Poor me," or "Why does this happen to me?" or "Whose fault is it?" He saw my TV show one night, and even though he had bad credit and no money to invest, he took a chance and got my course. Through my teachings, and even more importantly, his desire, his ability to take action, and probably his desperation, he made things start to happen. On his first deal, he made $30,000 without using any of his own money. Fast forward 2 years, and he's now a full-time real estate investor who works from home. His wife is a stay-at-home mom, they live in a beautiful home, and he gets to spend time with his family. The last we spoke, he had raised his net worth an additional $400,000 and had a tremendous amount of positive cash flow from apartments he owned. Do you see how his reaction to change was so important? He used obstacles as fuel to move forward. He was cutting grass, his wife out of work, she was pregnant, he had no money to invest, and he had bad credit. But by focusing on a better future, he overcame his fears and gave real estate investing a try. I'm sure it wasn't always easy, and I'm sure he was scared a lot. But the result is amazing, because he made it amazing. My techniques were the tools, but he was the craftsman who put them to use. Remember, if you do exactly what you're doing right now and never change, all you'll ever get in your life will be more of what you already have. If you want more out of life, a new home, more money, extra time to spend with your family, you have to change something in your life. It might mean waking up earlier, going to bed later, reading more, learning how to talk to people, making phone calls to people you don't know, or a thousand other things. Many people associate change with fear, helplessness, being uncomfortable, and other negative feelings. They avoid any type of change just to avoid those feelings. Who would blame them? The key to adapting to and inviting change into your life is to no longer accept those negative associations. Rather than see change as something that disrupts your life, look at change as a way to get you one step closer to your goals. When you see change from that point of view, doesn't change suddenly seem much more appealing? Change isn't something to fear. Change is the path that can take you one step closer to your dreams. The fear of change is nothing more than the fear of uncertainty. Change is inevitable. Either you choose to change or you will be forced to change. Some changes are out of your control. You can only adapt to those changes. Some changes are completely in your control. Alter the emotions you associate with change, and you can alter the way you respond to change. You cannot reach your dreams until you change. The fear of criticism. Any fool can criticize, condemn, and complain, and most fools do. Benjamin Franklin. You may be reading this book so you can take action and change your life. Many people decide to forgive their past and accept that change can lead them to a better life, but they still don't change and improve their lives. What happened? Getting out of a rut isn't easy. In the early days, when roads were made out of dirt, rain used to make the roads muddy. When wagons would roll over the muddy roads, they would leave behind tracks, or ruts. As the sun hardened the mud, the ruts would remain in the now dry road. Other wagons riding on the same road would often fall into one of many ruts hardened in the road. If your wagon wheels fell in the wrong rut, the tracks might take you in a different direction, which meant you had to make an extra effort to get your wagon out of its current rut and back in the direction you wanted to go. So when people get stuck in the same routine, we call it a rut. Like a rut in a road, getting out of your own rut can take just as much extra effort. If you have a lot of people around to help you, getting out of a rut can be much easier. On the other hand, if a lot of people are telling you to stay in your rut and are criticizing or mocking you when you're trying to get out, can you see how you might want to just give up? That's the problem with criticism. Constructive criticism can point out your mistakes and guide you in the right direction. Destructive criticism can destroy your initiative and short-circuit your desire. So the next time someone criticizes what you are doing or want to do, ask yourself whether that person is trying to help you or hurt you. If someone's trying to help you, ask whether that person is qualified to help you in the first place. When I started investing in real estate, I got all kinds of advice from well-meaning people who knew nothing about real estate. People warned me that I would lose all my money, that real estate was only for rich people, that I could invest in real estate only if I had a license, or that the real estate market was going down and I would lose my investment if I tried to buy now. If I had listened to those people, I might still be fixing and selling cars for a living. It wasn't a bad way to make a living, but it's not as much fun or nearly as profitable as investing in real estate. The next time someone offers you advice, find out that person's qualifications. Don't throw away your own dreams based on well-meaning but incorrect advice from people who really don't know what they're talking about. If you're going to listen to anybody, listen to successful people who have done or are currently doing what you want to do. A newspaper reporter once asked several expert stock analysts to choose the stocks they thought would increase in value the fastest in the next year. Then they gave a monkey a pencil and let him scribble on the newspaper stock listings. Whatever stock name the monkey's random scribbling touched, that was the stock the newspaper tracked for the following year. By the end of the next year, most of the stock analyst's picks had increased in value, although a handful had decreased. But the monkey's stock picks wound up increasing the greatest amount within the same year. So the next time someone gives you advice, listen politely and see whether it helps you. If so, great. Thank the person and ask additional questions if you think that person can help you even more. But if that advice is nothing but criticism, thank that person and forget what he or she said. You might as well have had a monkey giving you advice. Often it's not the criticism that stops people. It's the desire to be liked by the person doing the criticizing. If your husband or wife criticizes you for wanting to start your own business, for example, you have a choice. Start your own business and risk further criticism from your spouse, or don't and avoid further criticism. Unfortunately, life doesn't work so neatly. People who criticize mercilessly will continue to do so no matter what your dreams may be. If you want to start your own business and your spouse criticizes you, you may decide not to start your own business. But then, if you dream about investing in real estate or going back to school, that same spouse is going to criticize that dream too. Negative people aren't just criticizing your goals. They're criticizing every goal that anyone might have. My advice is to get that negative person to change his or her mind, if it's your spouse. Learn to ignore that person's criticism, or get away from that person and find a more supportive group. They say birds of a feather flock together. When was the last time you met a successful business person hanging around people who grumbled and complained about their problems all day in a bar? I recommend finding a mentor, someone who can teach you what he or she knows. The right mentor can give you advice that will help you avoid problems and find answers that took the mentor years or even decades to learn. If you can't find a mentor, feel free to visit my website at www.deangraziosi.com or give my office a call at 1-800-315-7782. Although some people can succeed by themselves, most people rely on others to help them to change and succeed. Surround yourself with positive people who will encourage you to pursue your dreams. These people may not be able to provide advice that directly helps you reach your goals, but they can provide encouragement when you feel frustrated and offer advice when you feel you can't go on anymore. Just as friends and relatives can destroy your dreams through criticism, so can positive, motivated people push you closer towards your goals through their encouragement and advice. Real life story. Here's a story about my friend Doug, who met me while I worked in an auto body shop. Doug was initially afraid to pursue his dream until he literally just changed his mind. I worked in a lawn business and would see Dean whenever I'd stop by his auto body shop to pick up money for work I had done. During those visits, I always saw Dean multitasking and running four or five businesses from his desk. I didn't want to appear nosy, but one day, I just had to ask how he did it. Dean told me, "Don't ever say no to any work. Tell people you'll take care of it, and if it is out of your league, hire someone to do the job for you." That was when I started to realize that I was being held back by the people in my life who were afraid and uncertain of themselves. My parents would constantly tell me, "You don't know anything about that. How are you going to do that job?" Or, "You're getting in over your head. You don't want to make a mistake or you'll go broke." I struggled with this type of mentality in the small town where I lived. Many of the men I looked up to owned small businesses and made a decent living, but they only drove average cars and paid their bills and never really got ahead. Sure, they had some money, but not enough to have a fruitful retirement other than rocking on the back porch, because there was no money to travel and enjoy the golden years. By working with Dean, I purchased my first piece of property and started to build the house I live in today. This same house, which I built for $200,000, is worth more than $500,000 just 6 years later. After more advice from Dean, I secured a deal where I subdivided a piece of property, making three lots out of one. The property owner kept the lot with the house on it and sold me the other two lots for $75,000. I sold one lot for $125,000, walking away with $50,000, and later sold the second lot for $135,000. I used this money to buy my first rental house and another piece of property, which I again subdivided into four lots. I'm in the process of buying more rentals and property to develop, but if I had listened to the small-minded individuals in my town, as well as my family members, who were just trying to protect me, I would not have any of this property and the money I've made just by taking action and pursuing my dream. The simplest act of reaching for your goals will change your life for the better. If you don't believe me, try it and see. You may be surprised at the results. Consider the source and motive of any criticism. People who criticize others are often using their criticism to justify their own failures in life. People can help or hinder you. Choose to be around people who can help you. A mentor can give you invaluable advice that can save you years of trial and error. Birds of a feather flock together. Fly with the eagles and leave the turkeys behind on the ground. The importance of personal integrity. The most important thing for a young man is to establish credit, a reputation, and character. John D. Rockefeller. Are you like many people whose mental blocks act like brakes on their dreams? Fear of change and letting the past control you can be tough mental blocks to overcome. But the most devastating mental block is the lack of personal integrity. Personal integrity refers to setting standards for yourself and then following them, regardless of the consequences. Two of the most important standards of personal integrity are responsibility and honesty. Taking responsibility for your life means eliminating excuses. If an important phone call needs to be made, for example, you do it yourself, or you make sure someone else does it. If the other person fails to make the phone call, you don't blame that person, but instead, take responsibility for doing what you can to make sure the phone call gets made. Responsibility doesn't mean accepting the blame. It means making sure that certain tasks get accomplished, so you never have to blame anyone in the first place. Tasks get done now or later, but they get done. If they don't get done at all, the responsibility lies with you, and you alone. Most people don't want to take responsibility for their life, because if they don't like their life, it is up to them to change it. Most people would rather shift the responsibility for why they aren't living a fulfilled life to their parents, their spouse, the economy, or their company. When you give up responsibility, you give up control of your life. Responsibility is a promise to yourself. Honesty, another standard of personal integrity, is a promise to others. When you're honest, you gain the respect of everyone, including yourself. When you are honest and say you're going to do something, you do exactly what you say, No excuses. If you take responsibility for your life, people respect you. If you're honest with yourself, your self-esteem strengthens, and you feel good about yourself. Self-esteem is what you think about yourself. Reputation is what other people think of you. If you take responsibility and remain honest, your reputation and self-esteem will take care of themselves. Imagine the tremendous feeling of self-worth and power you will feel if you can face yourself in the mirror and smile at the person looking back at you. When you can do that, you'll know that anything is possible. Personal integrity means setting standards for yourself and never lowering them, ever. Taking responsibility for your life means taking control of your life. A responsible person may have problems, but he or she never uses them as excuses. Always be honest with yourself. After all, you're the one person you can never fool. If you're honest and responsible, you're more than halfway to your goals. Conclusion: the most powerful fighter is an ordinary man with laser precision focus. Bruce Lee. I know you have everything in your power right now to succeed. Throughout this book, I want you to see me as your friend and mentor, encouraging you to pursue real estate and showing you what to do and how to do it. Anything is possible as long as you take action and never give up. To help you reach your goals, I spend the rest of part 2 helping remove the most common excuses people use to short-circuit their dreams. By the time you are finished with those chapters, I want you so fired up about the potential in your own life that you'll be ready to tackle any challenge.